We've got some difficult days ahead.
On a summer day in 1925, 40,000 American Klansmen marched down Pennsylvania Avenue to proclaim their dislike for Catholics, Negroes,
to have such a large turnout tonight for what I know will be an informative and perhaps provocative evening with our guest, Dr. Henry Kissinger.
His presence here should not be interpreted as meaning that he himself was ever involved in
any plot.
Henry Kissinger published a book called Nuclear Weapons and Foreign Policy, in which he argued for a bomb shelter in every house and a doctrine of limited nuclear war.
Made to support the recommendations of the Rockefeller Report.
In the New York Times, he received an admiring review from Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb.
The belief of the Rockefeller Group is that we have to go into production on bombers at the same time that we build up our missile force.
We will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
Bitter winter white. Shout it out from the highest tower.
Shout it out in the darkest hour. Charlemagne, you're a leader for 2 hours.
Hey, let's hear it for a couple of those old time favorites. Still on the charts. Holy Wars, 285,000 killed or wounded. The War of the Roses, 22,000 killed or wounded. And that sentimental favorite, World War I, 8,528,821 killed. 37,463,904 wounded. And let's not forget that all-time favorite, World War II, between 35 and 36 million killed or wounded. Yeah.
No doubt many of you do not believe that these things do happen, that they cannot happen to you. You may also believe that the facts have been exaggerated.
Attacks are being launched this week to clean out major enemy sanctuaries on the Cambodian-Vietnam border.
As news of the invasion spread, the U.S. domestic reaction was explosive. Nearly 500 American universities shut down, and on the morning of May 4th, National Guardsmen opened fire on 15 students at Kent State University, killing four.
There was no policy to assassinate any foreign official.
After Schneider's death, Allende was elected, but the efforts of Kissinger and Nixon to overthrow Allende would ultimately succeed. In 1973, military forces launched a coup in Santiago, killing Allende. Augusto Pinochet would assume power and begin a reign of terror that would last 17 years. The date was September 11th. 28 years later to the day, the Washington Post announced a lawsuit brought against Henry Kissinger by Rennie Schneider Jr. to the death of his father.
Kissinger is a war criminal.
The news would be overshadowed by the events of later that morning. The way the past haunts the present.
I don't think you could have it metaphorically more perfect than that. The hunt for those who will use force against civilian for short-term or fanatical aims of their own is now a hunt in which the whole world takes part. And there can't be any exceptions.
Kissinger is a war criminal.
And the movement for universal justice.
All revolutions are impossible till they happen. Then they become inevitable. Well, one of the things that's happened is that this movement has acquired an air of inevitability.
139 nations have become signatories to the International Criminal Court, a global judiciary with the power to try individuals for crimes against humanity.
I think the idea of Kissinger as a war criminal
for crimes
is a very
dangerous
idea. As you know, America has not signed up the International Criminal Tribunal for fear of this.
In his latest book, On International Affairs, Henry Kissinger argues strongly against what he calls the pitfalls of universal jurisdiction.
It's a facet of American exceptionalism to think that international law is a very fine thing for other countries.
On April the 30th, 1970, U.S. forces invaded Cambodia for 11 days in December of 1972 in what became known as the Christmas bombing. 129 B-52 bombers dropped 40,000 tons of bombs on Hanoi and Haiphong, hitting a hospital and other urban centers. Kissinger had struck a peace accord with North Vietnam 2 months before.
They bombed the North Vietnamese simply to persuade the South Vietnamese that they meant it. It was a demonstration bombing. It was a public relations mass murder from the sky.
The bombing did appease the South, and Kissinger persuaded the North Vietnamese to make a few cosmetic concessions. In January 1973, Kissinger signed a peace accord with North Vietnamese negotiator Lê Duc Tho. The terms of peace were almost identical to the terms the Johnson administration had nearly secured before the election of 1968. What many did not know was that Kissinger had struck a peace accord with North Vietnam 2 months before.
256 Viet Cong captured. 256 Viet Cong captured. War. Prisoners in Niggertown, it's a dirty little war. 3-5-0, 0-0. Take weapons up, take them and begin to kill. Watch the long, long arm is drifting home.
Kissinger, what would you say was the high point of your tenure as Secretary of State?
Well, I would say in 1973, when I won the Nobel Peace Prize for ending the Vietnam War.
And the low point?
I'd say 1975, when the Vietnam War ended.
Well, one of the things that's happened is that this movement has acquired an air of inevitability.
139 nations have become signatories to the International Criminal Court, a global judiciary with the power to try individuals for crimes against humanity.
You may also believe that the facts have been exaggerated.
Half the names on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial are incised in stone for dates after January 1969. There is enough marble in Washington to put all the names on one wall. We wouldn't dare try and put up a wall that had the names of all the Vietnamese on it who died in that period.
No doubt many of you do not believe that these things do happen.
When I shall receive the award, together with my old colleague in the search for peace in Vietnam, Sir Lê Duc Tho,
In 1973, Kissinger and Le Duc Tho were jointly awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace.
It symbolized the end of the anguish and the suffering.
But to his embarrassment, Kissinger was unaware that Le Duc Tho would not attend the ceremony in Oslo.
The Vietnamese counterpart with whom he shared it, Mr. Le Duc Tho, refused to accept the prize on the perfectly excellent pragmatic grounds that there was no peace in Vietnam to celebrate, so there shouldn't be a prize for it.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs, I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
Come, you masters of war, you that build all the guns, you that build the death blade, never done nothing but build a destroy. Oh, you play with our world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my head and then you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you want me to believe, but I see through your eyes and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that that fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and you sit back and watch while the death toll gets high. You're hiding your mission while young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried. In the mud. much do we know to talk out of time? You might say that we're young, you might say we're unlearned, but there's one thing I know. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it would? Oh, I'll think where you'll find when your death takes its toll. Oh, that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll stand on your road in the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're alone.
What is missing is this real belief that business should be more about public good than private greed. Whatever law this country gives or puts in place to protect my health or the environment, if it gets in the way of trade, it is suppressed. And consistent environmental laws are suppressed if it gets in the way of trade. Now, so the government's in the bloody pockets of businesses. So who's going to control this most powerful institution? Business is more powerful than politics, and it's more powerful than religion.
So help us God.
It's going to be the vigilante consumer. And I remember in Seattle, where I was at the protest march, the Shell official was saying to me, you know, we don't care about government regulations, we control that. What we care about is consumer revolt. Walmart is now bigger than 150 major countries in terms of its wealth. How does it get there? Really easy. Price competition. How do we all buy into that? Because we're all looking for cheap prices. How do you get these cheap prices? Child labor, sweatshop labor. Have a look at the factories. A Nigerian village, which Shell owns in southern Nigeria. And you walk through the villages and you're walking through 4 inches of oil. You see the naked flares. They're completely contaminating the communities. Villages where pipes are carousing through the village. You go into hospitals where women are having cesareans with no anesthetic. I don't think any product should enter these lands that has been tarnished by child labor or sweatshop labor. And yet, it's allowed by the World Trade Organization. They think that businesses has only one reason to exist, which is to support your financial investors. And they're mean-spirited and generosity. And wealth should be the ability to be generous. Ask the question. Support any group that gives a sense of reverence or care to Indigenous groups. They are the most unrepresented peoples and nations, and yet their wisdom is so gigantic. Libraries. I saw what happens to the human spirit when more than 2 billion people live on less than $2 a day, and we don't give a fuck. A culture where thousands and thousands and thousands of ads, from the day you're born to the day you die, your age, I mean thousands, mostly, you know, directed to your wife or your girlfriend, because it's about how they can keep women passive, mostly it's not engaging the human spirit. It's saying, you know, just we'll shape you, we'll alienate you from your body. We can control you, and it's a phenomenal strategy that's worked.
A lot of our youth, they're affected by some very potent and powerful imagery out there, you know, like the NBA, Michael Jordan, Pepsi, Sony, those golden arches, Burger King, you name it, man, they're symbols, they rule, they are dominating our landscape, culturally. So I'm in the business of showing other dominant cultural imagery as well and saying, hey, let's not forget about these things because...
At the protest march, the Shell official was saying to me, you know, we don't care about government regulations, we control that. What we care about is consumer revolt.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens, every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, burning with hot irons, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, terror, mass murder, and rape. Our first goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've posted more than 50 small men in airports, begun inoculating troops and first responders against hopelessness, and this year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. To date, we have arrested or otherwise dealt with many key commanders of Al-Qaeda. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA, members of Congress, Vice President Cheney. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning. We are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. Almost 3 months ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm. U.S. intelligence indicates that Saddam Hussein had the materials to produce 3 liters of anthrax, enough doses to kill 5 children. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear weapon in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 3 hydrogen-powered doctors and the Western Wall of the Pentagon. Saddam Hussein has not credibly explained these activities. The United States will ask the UN Security Council to consider Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world. Secretary of State Powell, plant information to incite fear about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die. Trump. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option. In all these efforts, however, America's purpose is more than to follow a process. It is to achieve a result, the end of the civilized world.
There was a crazy lady shouting from the sidelines, "You can't take it with you, so why take it now?" There was a crazy lady shouting from the sidelines, "There are no secrets here, only shames and disgraces." There was a crazy lady shouting from the sidelines. I saw Caesar in a foot soldier, needing a job, waiting for his bullet. Patriotic fever, not understanding war, just following orders. I saw Columbus the other day.
So help us God.
He's a wino on 6th and Main. Every day blotting out something he can't quite remember.
Well, I feel like a stranger. Against the most of your laws. We're all fugitives from injustice, but we're going to be free. 'Cause your rules and regulations don't do the thing for me. Oh, what you gonna do about me? Stronger now, my time will soon come around. You keep adding to my numbers as you shoot my people down. I can hear the future trembling as the word is passed around. We are going to stick up for what we do believe in, and we're prepared to be shot down. And I live just like an outlaw. Always on the run. They got me always on the run. They got me always on the run. 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 They got me.
I'm Barbie. Thanks for inviting me in. You and I have so many things to talk about. You know, I used to wonder what it would be like to go to my first dance, have my very first date, wear my first formal, and have a whole wardrobe of pretty clothes. Every girl loves to think about these things. I'm sure you do, too. I even like to sing about it. And that's what Ken and I are going to do right now. So listen a while, and soon we'll be singing together. Thank you.
God, we hope you don't mind, but we would like to talk to you. There are some things we need to straighten out. It's about these Christians. They claim to be from your nation, but man, you should see the things they do all the time, blaming it on you. Manifest destiny, genocide, maximize profit, sterilization, raping the earth, lying, taking more than they need in all the forms of the greed. We ask them why. They say it's God's will. Damn, God, they make it so hard. Remember Jesus? Would you send him back to them? Tell them not to kill him. Rather, they should listen. Stop abusing his name and yours. We do not mean to be disrespectful, but you know how it is. Our people have their own ways. We never even heard of you until not long ago. Your representative spoke magnificent things of you, which we were willing to believe. But from the way they acted, we know you and we were being deceived. We do not mean you or your Christian children any bad, but you all came to take all we had. We have not seen you, but we have heard so much. It is time for you to decide what life is worth. We already remember, but maybe you forgot. Look at us. Look at us. We are of earth and water. Look at them. It is the same. Look at us. We are suffering all these years. Look at them. They are connected. Look at us, we are in pain. Look at them, surprised at our anger. Look at us, we are struggling to survive. Look at them, expecting sorrow be benign. Look at us, we are the ones called pagan. Look at them on their arrival. Look at us, we are called subversive. Look at them, descending from name callers. Look at us, we wept sadly in the long dark. Look at them, hiding in technologic light. Look at us, we buried the generations. Look at them, inventing the body count. Look at us, we are older than America. Look at them, chasing a fountain of youth. Look at us, we are embracing Earth. Look at them, clutching today. Look at us, we are living in the generations. Look at them, existing in jobs and debt. Look at us, we have escaped many times. Look at them, they cannot remember. Look at us, we are healing. Look at them, their medicine is patented. Look at us, we are trying. Look at them, what are they doing? Look at us, we are children of Earth. Look at them, who are they?
Who are the insurgents? We have to ask that question. They are the poor. They are the people in Latin America who call for reform. They are the landless peasants who are hungry. They are healthcare workers, human rights advocates, labor organizers. They become the insurgents. They are seen as el enemigo, the enemy. And they are those who become the targets of those who learn their lessons at the School of the Americas.
Some people won't comprehend what happens. Who wants realities cluttered by acts of war? Have to keep a lot inside at times. Not offending people with words they don't want to see pictures of. But this isn't El Salvador. Some people told me I'm strong to survive. I'm not strong. I'm not weak. No morality. No right. No wrong. One tear at a time I fall. I rise. But this isn't El Salvador. You loved your people in the face of the American dream. Fry bread and tortillas, some wars are the same. Who thinks Wounded Knee and Sand Creek happen only in history books? Is this not history? We live and die. But this isn't El Salvador.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all.
Do you know what you need, Jim? Some public radio.
Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all.
Public radio programming helps you keep the present in context with the past.
A working class hero is something to be.
Without blowing one or the other way out of proportion.
A working class hero is something to be.
You're right, Bart. What am I doing down here, brooding in the basement?
They hurt you at home and they hit you at school.
I don't need a clean basement or a clean break from an embarrassing past.
They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool.
I have public radio to calm me down.
Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow the rules. A working class hero is something to be.
It's going to be the vigilante consumer. The vigilante consumer.
A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear.
It's going to be the vigilante consumer. The vigilante consumer.
A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV.
Here at NPR, this is the place on the dial where we don't scream.
Think you're so clever and classless and free.
We try to be discerning without being divisive.
But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be.
Bishop O'Neill said it best before he was killed.
Working class hero is something to be.
Someone trained at the School of the Americas. He said, we who have a voice, we have to speak for the voices.
They are telling you still.
We here in this country, we have a voice.
But first you must learn how to smile when you kill.
We can speak without having to worry about being disappeared.
If you want to be like the folks on the hill.
It happened when an amendment to the Defense Department budget was introduced by Congressman Joseph Kennedy.
Mr. Speaker, my amendment would reduce the Army operation and maintenance account by $2.9 million, the amount dedicated to running the Army School of the Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia. The intent of this amendment is to close the school.
If you want to be a hero, well, just follow.
Of 1993, the School of the Americas was debated by Congress for the first time in its history.
If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
No doubt many of you do not believe that these things do
and
happen.
The big mouth says not me, oh no, I'm only talking on the radio. All that smart, but I think I can see when things are starting to come apart. And everybody's calling everybody else names, and there's a real mean streak in the game. And the radio talks out of constant noise in a backroom club of good old boys. Oliver North and G. Gordon Liddy, you can hear them all the way to Oklahoma City. It's like a hatred's climbed up from under its rock. It's got a radio show and it's learned how to talk. And talk ain't nothing like the big mouth said until 167 people are dead. And the big mouth says, not me, oh no, I'm only talking on the radio. Well, now I'll tell you a story about a talk show host who's riding the airwaves from coast to coast. Raking in the money like a royal flush, always in a hurry, that's why they call him Rush. You gotta make it to the mic, make it to the phone. He's Mr. Personality from flesh to bone. He got an answer for anything you might want to know. And if he doesn't, well, hey, it's his radio show, Rush Limbaugh. The billion-dollar jaw, Rush Limbaugh. There ought to be a law. Now there's a ghost in the heartland beating on a little tin drum to resurrect the Inquisition when the time comes. And in the corridors of power where the politicians play, well, there's invisible fingers in the modeling clay.
You see the strange man calling for the righteous to rise. You see the armies of a god with blood in his eyes. We don't need these Puritan seas. We don't need these Puritan seas. A doctor to the clinic on his way to face the day. Cross the lines of danger where they kneel to pray. And no one saw the gunman ready to attack until the angel of no mercy shot the doctor in the back. We don't need these Puritan seeds. We don't need these Puritan seeds. Fear is such a powerful thing. You can make almost anyone do anything. Fear is such a powerful thing. You can make almost anyone do anything, almost anything.